Okay, around Yud Ches Amar Aleph at the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Korah Seirugin Yotze. If you read the Megillah, continuously, but intermittently, you stopped in between and then you read again or whatever, Yotze. Seirushin lo Yotze. If you read it backwards, you're not Yotze. Rashi Seirushin lo Mafreya. Lo Sari Se Samikru Vedorsheyo. Rashi many times says, Mario says, that turn around the Pasuk and darshan it as if it would be written backwards. Okay, Yotzim Mechutach HaMesuris. The child came out backwards. So the Mesuris means backwards. Remuna Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Afe Seirugin. Yimshoa Kedei Ligmaris Kula Chozel Arosh. Remuna holds that the only time that you're Yotze, if you are mafsik between the Kriya of the Megillah, is if you weren't mafsik enough to finish the whole thing from beginning to end. But if you were mafsik that much, then you have to start again. Om Rav Yosef, halacha k'Rav Muna. Rav Yosef said, halacha zay k'Rav Muna, sh'om Rav Mishum Rav Yehuda. Said in the name of Rav Yehuda. Om Rav Le'abaya, l'Rav Yosef, k'dei ligmer es kula mehecha. Where do you count from where you can finish the whole thing? Right? Mireisha, from where you're holding there till the end, from the beginning to the end. Is it one set thing, how long it takes a normal person to read from the beginning to the end of the Megillah, or wherever you're holding, if you stopped enough that you could finish from there the whole Megillah, then that's considered a hefsek. Has to be from the beginning to the end, otherwise there's a different shear every time, right? Here, if you're in the beginning of the Megillah, it's a longer shear, and you end of the Megillah, a shorter shear. That can't be. Rashi, no Rashi. Okay. We're talking about an average person. That's not necessarily vechel shear. We're talking about an average person. Like everything is an average person. Omer of Abba, Omer of Yirmiyah. Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Halachik Rav Muna. Halachik Rav Muna, that if you were mafsik enough to finish from beginning to end, you have to start again. Shmuel Omer ain't Halachik Rav Muna. Shmuel said Halach is not like Rav Muna. The Surah Masnu Hachi. That's how they learned it in Surah. That Rav said the Halach is like Rav Muna, and Shmuel says the Halach is not like Rav Muna. The Pumpadisa Masnu Hachi. Omer of Kahana, Omer Rav, Halachik Rav Muna. That Rav Kahana said in the name of Rav, the halacha is like Rav Muna. Shmuel Amar ain't halacha like Rav Muna. Shmuel said the halacha is not like Rav Muna. Rabbei boy masni ipcha. Rabbei boy, he learned the opposite. The Rav said what Shmuel said, and Shmuel said what Rav said. Rav Amar ain't halacha like Rav Muna. Shmuel Amar halacha like Rav Muna. Amar Rav Yosef nikot Rabbei boy biyodcha. The Shmuel who dechayish lichida. Right, better to learn like Rav Beiboy, right? What's it called? Rav Beiboy said that Shmuel was the one who holds like Rav Muna, and Rav holds not. And the Maisa, the Nafkamina for us is that Lechora the Halacha is in Rav the Isure, and therefore if Rav said not like Rav Muna, the Halacha is not like Rav Muna. And that's how Ptosis paskins that ain't Halacha Rav Muna, and even if you were mafsik enough to finish the whole thing from beginning to end, you don't have to go back. That's what's it called, how Tosos paskins. There are others that paskin that you always have to go back if you were mafsik from beginning to end. The halacha is like Rav Muna. And then there's a stira, because there's a sugya that says that the halacha is that you have to go back. And here it's mashma that you don't have to go back. Right? If you hold like Rav, that holds not like Rav Muna. So they're mechalik with two different chilukim. And in Shulchan Aruch, both are represented. One is that there's a nafkamina between Shemona Esrei and all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs, like Megillah, Shofar, whatever, even if you're mafsik enough to do from beginning to end, you don't have to go back. But Shemona Esrei is different. Shemona Esrei, if you're mafsik in the middle of Shemona Esrei, enough to finish from beginning to end, you have to go back to the beginning. That's one chiluk. The second chiluk is there's no difference between Shemona Esrei and other mitzvahs. The difference is whether you were mafsik willingly or you were mafsik because you couldn't go on. You're in a place where you're not allowed to daven or learn or whatever. So you couldn't do the mitzvah. So if it's an onus and you couldn't, then if you're mafsik enough time to start to finish, then you have to go back. If you did it willingly, that's not called a hefsek, even if it's enough time from beginning to end. The mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like what's it called, that there's a difference between Shmoneh Esrei and other things. Shmoneh Esrei, no matter what, if you were mafsik from beginning to end, enough time to finish from beginning to end, you have to go back, and other mitzvahs not. And the Ramah holds like the other Shita, that it doesn't make a difference Shmoneh Esrei other mitzvahs. It depends whether you could have gone on or you weren't allowed to go on. If you could have gone on, then it's not a hefsik. If you couldn't have, then it is a hefsik. And Lamaisa, what's it called, there's another Shaila also by Megillah. Megillah could be that since it's only Drabonon, it's only by Mitzvahs D'Oraisa, like Kriya Shema, where it could be that you mafsik from beginning to end. But by Mitzvahs D'Rabbanon, not. And some hold that Megillah just the opposite. Megillah is worse, because if you're mafsik, you read it, and you're mafsik so much, there's no Pirsume Nisa. So it could be Megillah is worse than other things. Okay. Okay. What?
What
is Isser? No, not mominous. Anything that's not mominous is Isser. It's either it's mutter, osser, whatever. It's yotze, you're not yotze. That's called the Isser. Okay. Okay, the Gemara says it's more mistaber that Shmuel was the one who said halachas like Rav Muna. Because Shmuel, other places, is chai shinan le miyuta, that he holds like a das yochid, like yechido. Where we find that? Isnan, shomeris yovam, shekidish yochid v'sachosa. The woman is, what's it called, waiting either for one of the brothers to do yibum or chalitza. There's a few brothers, and even two brothers, make it easier. Right, Reuven and Shimon. So either Reuven or Shimon is either going to give her Yibum or Chalitza. And whichever one gives her Yibum, then it patters the other brothers. Or if one of them gives her Chalitza, it also patters the other brothers. And the other Reuven was Mekadesh, the sister of this Yivama. So, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Mevseira Omru, Omrim Lo Hamtein, Ad Sheyaseh Achicha, Gadol Maisa. Right? And they said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Mevseira that we tell the brother, wait, don't live with this woman, don't make nesuin, until your brother either makes yibum or chalitza. Because since this woman conceivably could, the other woman, the yavama, could be your wife, right? You could conceivably make yibum and or chalitza. So this sister is a sister, achol zikukasam. She's a sister of a woman who is Zikuka, who's possibly able to Mekayim Yibum, you're made Mekayim Yibum with. And Achas Kukasa was also. So even though there's two brothers, so she's not really Zokuk to him, because it could be the other brother will make the Yibum. Still, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira said that Lechatchila, he shouldn't make Nesui, right? Everybody holds Lechatchila, he shouldn't be Mekadesha. But if he was Mekadesher, the Rabbanan hold, he could be Kol Neser, because Lamaisa, he's obviously not going to make Yibum, because he married the sister. So he's Pater from Yibum now. Can't make Yibum on your wife's sister. So the other brother will make the Yibum. And if he was already Kol Neser, then we don't answer her to him, right? She's Mutter, because since he's married now to the sister of the Yavam, obviously he's not going to make Yibum. Okay. And Omar Shmuel Halach Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel said Halach is Rabbi Yehuda, even though he's a Yochid, the Rabbanan argue on him. We see that Shmuel was Choshesh for a Das Yochid. So just like over here, it was probably Shmuel who held the Halach was like Rav Muna, even though Rav Muna is a Das Yochid. Rashi, the Chayish Li Yechido, the Mokum Shai Yochid Machmer v'Rabbi Mekila, place where the Yochid is Machmer. And the Rabbi Mermekel, we see in another place that Shmuel was machmer like the Yochid. Shomeris Yovam, Mitzapeli Yavama. Right? A woman, what's it called, who is waiting to have Yibum done with her. Mitzvah begodl Yavim. The mitzvah is that the older brother is the one that makes Yibum first, but if he doesn't do it, then the younger brother does it. Bo echod min ha'achim v'kidishas ha'chosa shal yivama achar shenofla ha'yivam lefneihem. Right? If one of the brothers married the sister of this yivama after she already fell to yivum, but if he married her before she fell to yivum, there's no shayla at all. You could marry her. Because when the yibum happened, this brother was not in the cheshbon anymore. Since he is married to the sister, he's not chayiv in yibum on his wife's sister. And even though he didn't make nesuin yet, but he made the kedushin before the other brother died, then vadi he can finish off the marriage. Omrim muhatein. But if he didn't marry her till after the yibum took effect, so when this woman fell to yibum, he was part of the ones that could make Yibum. He wasn't yet married to the sister. And then he went and married the sister. So we tell him, you wait to be konisher, to live with her, until your brother does and makes the Yibum and paters you. Because otherwise it looks like you're marrying Achos Kukaso, the sister of a woman who is possible for you to be miyadeh. Omer l'mahtein melechnot mekonsa, at she'aseh achlich agor l'maisa b'yavimtov. Either your brother's going to make Yibum or Chalitza, and that will pater you from the whole parasha. But as long as none of the brothers have made Yibum or Chalitza, so conceivably she still could have Yibum with this brother who married her sister. So she now has a halacha as either Midrabanan or could be Minatora. She has a certain connection to each of the brothers. Right? It's a potential connection. That's called Zika. But Osir b'achos mishum achasisha, and he's not allowed to marry her sister because she's the sister of a woman who potentially could be his wife. The kesover ye Zika afilu betray v'choshkein b'chad, because this Tana holds Rabbi Yehuda Meseira that their Zika applies not just to one brother where there's only one brother. Then for sure, he has to make Yibum or Chalitza, so she is definitely, potentially, it could be his wife. But where it's two brothers, it's Lav Dafka this one, Lav Dafka that one. So there the Rabbanan hold Ein Zika. Where there's two brothers, there's no Zika. Right? There's no bond that ties him to one or the other brother, and therefore if he marries a sister, he can be called this or two. Since there's two brothers, neither one is the one who's vada going to make Yibum or Chalit, so there's no Zika. And Rabbi Yehuda Meseira holds there is Zika. Okay. Okay. When we get to Yevamah, you can ask the question. Tana Rabban. The Gemara just brought this down as an agav, right? Okay. Tana Rabban. Hishmit ba sofer osios opsukim. The koran akori ki meturgim on hametargim yotza. If the sofer left out, there's some letters or psukim missing from the Megillah, right? And you read them by heart, you're yotze. Even though we learned reading it by heart, you're not yotze, we said already. Depends if you read most of it by heart or what's it called, or a miut of it. A miut, you yotze even by heart. And even if a miut is not written, you yotze. Meisvei hayuva osios mitushtoshos o mikuros. If there were letters that were smudged out or torn, imrishum nikar ksheira. If they're still intact, you could still see them. They're in the kosher. The imlav sul. If not, it's possible. So you see that if some letters are rubbed out, the Megillah is possible. And we said before, if they're even missing, it's kosher. Lokasha the kulav mitzasa. Depends if it's kula, which means ruba. If most of the Megillah is missing, then it's pasul. And if only a portion is missing, then it's kosher. And the Mishnah Berurah says you make the cheshbon not according to letters, but according to words. If most of the words are intact, it's okay. Even if most of the letters are intact, but not most of the words, that's not good. That's rove and miut. Also, some hold that it has to be not in the beginning or the end of the Megillah. That which is missing has to be somewhere in the middle. But if it's in the beginning or the end, that's not called a Megillah anymore. If it's missing something in the beginning or the end. So others hold, no, there's no dafkamina between beginning and end. And there's a third shita that if it's missing a whole inyan, even if it's a miut of the Megillah, but a whole inyan is missing, that also is no good. No, this whole doesn't make a difference. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Rashi, it's Rashi. Hishmi, Gilig ba Sofer Pasuk Echad, the Koran HaKorei, the Kimeturgim and Amitargim Alteh, right? The Sofer left out a Pasuk. And when you came to that Pasuk, you read it by heart, right? You're Yotze. And that's as long as it's not most of the Megillah. Tana Rabbanan, Hishmit bo hakori pasuk echad, lo yomer akres kula, the achakas akra osa pasuk. The sofer left out a pasuk, so you shouldn't say, look, I'll read the whole Megillah, leave out that pasuk, and later on I'll get another Megillah and I'll read that pasuk. Elakori in the osa pasuk teilech. You have to read it in order. If you do it like that, you're reading it out of order. So you have to read from that pasuk and on. That way you have the whole thing in order. Nichlus lebe sakneses, so mosu tzibu shikoru chetzya. Right, you found that they already read half the Megillah. Came late. They read half the Megillah. Lo mir ekra chetzi matzibur. I'll listen to the tzibur and be yotzei the last half, and then I'll make up the first half. Can't do that because it's out of order. Yachag ekra chetzi lekorios b'tchilos avet sofa. They bring a raya from here that what happens if you know how to read half the Megillah. You don't come late. You come late, but you read half the Megillah in your house. Then you come to the tzibur and you hear the other half of the Megillah that you didn't read. A yotzi like that, since part of it is b'kriya and part of it b'shmiya. So there's a halacha with benching, that if somebody knows one bracha in benching, and another person knows another bracha, the other person knows the third bracha, so one can say the bracha and be motzi the other two, the second one can say his bracha and be motzi the other two. So if each one's saying a whole bracha, then that's okay. It could be yotzi each bracha separately, partly by saying it and partly by hearing it. But if somebody only knows half a bracha, right, he can't say half a bracha and hear half a bracha. That's not mitzvah. Either you hear the whole bracha or you say the whole bracha. So over here, lechora, what would be if you heard half the Megillah and you read half the Megillah? Lechora shouldn't be good, but it's mashim here that is good. Because that's what it's talking about over here. The only reason you wouldn't be yotze is because it's out of order. But if it would be in order, it wouldn't be a problem that you heard half and you read half. And they say the difference is, half a Megillah is something, right? But a half a bracha is nothing. Half a bracha is worthless. But half a Megillah is, every pasuk is something to itself. So even though you're not yotze till you hear the whole thing, but lemaisa you heard Megillah. But a half a bracha is nothing. Okay. Rashi, kimeturgim ha-mitarim ha-peh. Okay, give me. If you're drimmeling and you heard the Megillah, you yotze, and somehow then stop if you read it. Because if you're half awake and you're reading, then you could be mechaden. But if you're half awake and you're listening, you probably missed words. Hechi domi misnabnim, omravashi, nim velo nim, tir velo tir, you're asleep but you're not asleep, you're awake but you're not awake. To correlate the ani, if somebody calls you, you know you can answer. You're awake enough to answer. Below yada la dure svara, you can't think of something that needs a svara. The chimitkro, and if they remind you, you'll remember. So you're somewhere between this world and the sleep world, but you still are conscious. So if you're reading something like that, you're not going to miss a word. If you're listening to something, you'll probably miss something. Rashi, hadur tir air. Is awake. Nim is asleep. Hadure svara, the dover habomi binus haleik. Something you need to think about, you're not going to be able to think about. But you'll be able to, what's it called, to hear it. Hoya kosva dorsho magia im kiven libo yotza. If you were writing or darshening the Megillah or fixing up a Megillah and you were reading it as you were doing it, if you were mechaven, you're yotze, and if you weren't mechaven, you're not yotze. Hechidoni. Either komisad or psuka the kosiv law. If you're writing a Megillah to begin with, you're writing each pasuk and you read it as you write it, it's no good. Ki kiven libo mayavi, even if you're mechaven, you're not yotze, havi alpeh, you're reading it balpeh. It's not reading it from the Megillah. Ela dekosa psuka psuka v'korile. So if the idea is that you're reading it and then writing it, so then you're reading it balpeh. Ela ma, you write it first, then read it. Still no good. Right, the halacha is that we have tomorrow. This is the machlokas. How much do you have to read the Megillah to be Yotze? From where do you have to start and where end? Ending, pretty much everybody knows you have to end at the end. But where do you have to start? So the Gemara has different shitas of where the minimum of reading the Megillah from what point. But everybody holds, no matter what point you have to start from, you have to have the whole Megillah written from beginning to end. You don't have to read the whole thing according to some to be Yotze. You could start from Ish Yehudi. You could start from Balai Lahu. You could start from Achar Hadvorim Ho'ela by Homa. But everybody holds that the whole Megillah has to be written in front of you. You may not have to read the whole thing to be Yotze, but it has to be written. So therefore, if you're writing a Megillah, right, and you're reading it after you write Pasuk by Pasuk, you're not Yotze, because the whole Megillah is not written in front of you. Only that Pasuk that you're reading, and whatever Pesukim you wrote till then. Right? Even if the Man Yomru says you can start reading the Megillah from Ish Yehudi, but you have to the Megillah has to be written from the beginning, from Vahibi Me'achashveru. Ela the Mancha Megillah Kameh, it's talking in a case where you have a Megillah in front of you, the Kari Lominei Psuka Psuka, the Kosovla, and you're reading from that Megillah and writing what you're reading from the Megillah that's written. You're writing in a second Megillah. And you're writing it from a Megillah that's already written. So you read Pasuk by Pasuk, and you write it. So if you're Mechavin, you're Yotze. If you're not Mechavin, you're not Yotze. So let's say that there's a proof to this idea that it must be talking where you have another Megillah in front of you, and you're reading from that Megillah and writing a second Megillah. Why? This is a proof to Rabbi Baruch Hanna that that's how you have to write a Megillah. You have to write it from a Megillah that's already written. The Omer Rabbi Baruch Hanna Rabbi Yochanan also lichtov os achas shalom in aksav. What's it called? That you're not allowed to write one pasuk. If you're not writing it from something that's already written, you can't write it by heart. You have to write it from a written text. Can't write a Sefer Torah by heart. You have to look in another Sefer Torah and write what you see from the other Sefer Torah. So Leim Sayele, what's that Gemara says? Disrami lo esrumu. No, maybe that's the way it was. It was talking in a case where you happen to have another Megillah, and the guy didn't know it by heart, so he was writing it from another Megillah, and then the Shaila is if he Yotze or not. But he could have written it without another Megillah. No Raya for me that you have to. Rashti. The Komisader Psuka al peh, the Kosovla. He was writing the Megillah by heart, and he was reading it to himself, and then he wrote it down. Uktani Yotzai Dekriya Soso Siddur. That can't be, because then when you read it, you're reading it by peh. Halacha Kedivrei Omer Kula. So the Gemara says, talking where you wrote a Pasuk, and then you said it, that's also no good, because the whole Megillah has to be written in front of you. The end result is, it's talking where you have a whole Megillah written in front of you, you're reading from that Megillah, and you're writing another Megillah, based on what you're reading in the first Megillah. Halacha k'divrei Omer Kula, tzorich likros. What's it called? The halacha is you have to read the whole Megillah, from beginning to end. Uplige botanoi mas nisan. In the next Mishnah, the Chachomim argue, how much do you have to read l'chatchila to be Yotze? Mehechen korei odem es Megillah v'yotze bo yidei chuvasa. Rameyer Omer Kula, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mish Yehudi. The mancha Megillah kamei umatik mimenu. Talking where you're copying from a written Megillah, reading it from that Megillah and writing it in the one that you're writing. Misayei alei l'rabba masnisin diktani yotza v'leka la'ok me'ela b'matik minaksa misayei l'rabba. The fact that the Mishnah can only be talking in such a case is mashma that you have to write it like that. Mar says, no, dil misramilei. La'ola mutter lichto b'lohetik. Maybe you could write without copying. You could write, if you know it, you could write it by heart. Talking in a case where he had another Megillah, and it was easier for him to write by copying from the first Megillah. And our mission is just coming to tell me that if you had Kavana, you Yotze. Okay, now Shaila is what that means, Kavana. So if it means Kavana to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Megillah, so it's a raya from here, the mitzvah Srichas Kavana. And the Gemara Taka has a similar thing in Kriyashma, and it brings a raya. Here it doesn't bring a raya. So some say that over there the Gemara says no raya either. It's not talking about kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, but you had kavana to read. Otherwise, if you didn't have kavana to read, the chalal yinam a kind of mitzvah. So some say that the same thing over here. It doesn't mean kavana l'shem mitzvah. You don't need necessarily kavana l'shem mitzvah, because we pass the mitzvah srichas kavana by a mitzvah d'oraisa, not by a mitzvah d'rabbana. So Megillah surely wouldn't need Kavana, it's only Darabana. That's one sheet. There's another sheet there that Megillah has a Din Daraisa. It's Mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah. It's from Nevi'im, or Ksuvim. And therefore, you need Kavana by Megillah. That's a second sheet. There's a third sheet that even if Megillah is only Darabanan, you still need Kavana because of Pursumei Nisa. Without Kavana, there's no Pursumei Nisa. So there's three sheetahs. One sheetah is Megillah is like all other mitzvahs Rabbanan, that we pass the mitzvahs ain't Sriches Kavana, and the Gemara over here is not talking about Kavana to be Yotze, it's talking about Kavana to breed. And then there are two other sheetahs that hold that Megillah needs Kavana, either because it has a Din D'Raisa, or because Pursumei Nisa. Gufa. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Also Lichtov Osacha Shalom in Aksav. You're not allowed to write when you're writing a Sefer Torah, Mezuzahs, or Tefillin, we'll see, maybe different, you're not allowed to write anything unless you're copying it from a written text. They say, Omer of Shimon Elazar, Maisabr of Meir, Shehalach La'abr Shon of Ba'asya, Veloha Yeshon Megillah, the Kosel Melibo, the Korah. Right? Rav Meir went to Asya to make what's it called Ibur Shana. Right? I think was talking in a case where the government didn't allow him to do it in Eretz Yisrael, so he had to go out of Eretz Yisrael to do it. And the halacha is that even though you're not Ma'abur Shana Bechutz Laretz, but if you didn't leave anybody as great as you in Eretz Yisrael, you could do it in Chutz Laretz too. So that was the case. And Rav Meir, what's it called, went there, and he didn't have a Megillah, and he wrote a Megillah from memory, and he read from it on Purim. So you see, you're allowed to write a Megillah from memory. Rav Meir knew the whole Tanakh by heart, and the whole Torah by heart, knew the Megillah by heart, and therefore it was no problem that he would make a mistake, so he could write it by heart. Omer le Rami bar Chama le Rabbi Yirmiyah midifti, mai vafapecho yashiru negdecho. What does that mean? Vafapecho yashiru negdecho. Omer lo elu divrei Torah. Vafapecho is a euphemism for divrei Torah. Dichsi buhu atoy veinecho bo veinenu. That if you take your eyes off it for a second, you forget it. Torah is very hard to remember, right? So afapecho is a euphemism for Torah. And yashiru negdecho means it's clear and straight in front of you. You know it by heart. Vafilu ha'achi, right? Miyushorin hein etzer Rav Meir. Even though Torah is something that's easily forgotten, Rav Meir knew it by heart. Down pat. Rav Chisda Ashrei Rav Chananel de Havikosos Svarim Shalom Neksav. Rav Chisda found Rabbi Chananel. He was writing Svarim by heart, not copying them from a written text. Omer lei, Ru'uya kol ha'Torah kuli kosel ha'picha. Rumaisa, you know everything by heart, and the whole Torah could be written by you by heart. But the Chacham said, you can't do that. Also, lichtov olzacha, shalom en aksav. Midika omer kol ha'Torah kula ruya shitikosev al-picha mechlaudim v'yishor en etzlo. But just like Reb Meir, he knew it by heart. And still, he told him you're not allowed to do it. V'har Reb Meir kosev, Reb Meir, he knew the whole thing by heart, and he did write it. Or it says, shasat chak shani. And yichonami, b'dievet, you could do it. Shasat chak, where you don't have another Megillah, and it's either write it by heart or not lane Megillah, then you can write it by heart. But if you have another Megillah, then you have to write it from another Megillah. There's a machlokas, Rishonim. What happens if you wrote a Megillah by heart? Good. You wrote it by heart. So, lichatchila, you're not allowed to write it by heart. B'di'evid, it's okay. Does that mean now that since B'di'evid it's okay, you could lichatchila read from that Megillah or no? It's only B'di'evid you can read from that Megillah. Right? The Vadi, if you read from it, you Yotze. Shaila is lechatchila, can you read from Megillah that was written by heart? Some Rishonim hold that it's only the question of writing it that's a B'di'evid. But once it's written, you could read lechatchila from it. And others hold no, that since B'di'evid, you're not allowed to write, since lechatchila is not allowed to write it, you're not allowed to read from a Megillah that was written in a B'di'evidic way. Abaya shori l'devei bar chavu l'michtav tefillin mezuzah l'meksav. Abaya permitted devei bar chavu. This was a family that were sofrim, that wrote tefillin mezuzahs. He permitted them to write tefillin and mezuzah shalom menaksav. They're very short, and everybody knows the parashios by heart, right? Same every day. So if you put on your tefillin, you say the Yitzratzon, you say the other parashios too, right? The ein tzrichas sirtut. And you don't have to be mesarte tefillin and mezuzahs. You don't have to line the parchment. The hilchos of tefillin ain't tzrichin sirsa. The halacha is tefillin don't need to be lined. And there's a machlokas what that means. Some say it doesn't have to be lined on every line. But there has to be a line at the top. The first line has to be lined. And other Rishonim hold that none of it has to be lined. Tefillin don't have to be lined. And mezuzah tzrichin says, mezuzah needs sirtut on every line. And a'idi ve'idi nechtov eshlom en eksav, my time in migrish gerisim. And tefillin and mezuzah, you don't have to write from an existing text, because everybody knows them. And therefore it's not a problem. But any other text, Megillah, Sefer Torah, whatever, has to be l'chatchila written from an existing text. B'di'evit, if you didn't, it's kosher, or b'shasat chak, if you can't, you can write it by heart.